Bentley, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning.
Thank you. That's really interesting to be able to be on the radio.
Could you tell us a little bit about Yolngu Sai language for people who might not know what it is?
It's a thing called an alternate sign language. So those sign languages we have, like ASL, Australian Sign Language, are primary sign languages. That means that non-hearing people use them as their primary mode of communication. But alternate sign languages, which in fact, interestingly, are quite common in Australia, well, they were previously, but are globally very rare, are a language that is used by people as an alternative to speaking. So hearing people and non-hearing people use it, and it's the same language, but it's the primary language of non-hearing people, but the very alternate language of hearing people. And in Australia, we have had many of them, parallel languages with the languages of Indigenous people, but because the languages have died out at such a rate, unfortunately, we don't even know how many we've lost. Australia still leads the world in the destruction of Indigenous languages.
That is not something to be proud of.
No, but we're doing a good job. We have never really fallen behind, and we've absolutely no chance as yet of getting back, given that, for example, federal expenditure on Indigenous languages in Australia is less than $1 per person per year. So it's not an enormous amount. For the 500,000 Indigenous people in Australia, it's less than $50 per year.
And so when it comes to actually preserving the languages, what sort of differences are there when it comes to preserving a sign language as opposed to a spoken language?
Oh, good one. Yeah, I've never been asked that one before. So I've been involved with languages that have been on the very cusp of disappearance in Northeast Arnhem Land, and most of those ones are spoken languages. And so in order to be able to capture those, you need to get sound files and all of the bits and pieces that allow you to reproduce it so that later people can use the pronunciation and have a file to check with. But in sign language, of course, you've got something that's in the visual mode. So it's photography and video, which is luscious and colourful, but a lot more difficult to handle and quite a lot more expensive to do.
And I imagine, I think I was reading as well, there's an illustrated handbook being made.
That's right, yes. So the handbook itself, there's 1,800 signs in Northeast Arnhem Land in Yolngu languages that are part of the alternate sign language, but we're only putting 500 of those signs into the illustrated handbook because it will just be too big to use. So that handbook is a free book for children in schools throughout Northeast Arnhem Land and for ranger programs and carer organisations and all of those people that look after language and education in Northeast Arnhem Land, but also then more widely throughout Australia. We give to libraries and so forth so that everybody has an opportunity to see what we're doing.
That's so great that it's going to be so accessible as well, because I feel like the stereotype when you think of languages that aren't as common is that they're in books on shelves away from the general public.
Yes, if you're lucky enough to be able to get them on books, yes. Yeah, very, very difficult. So in Australia, the 250 languages that have disappeared already are absolutely and utterly gone. So
wow.
There's nothing, and this is the, absolutely and utterly unique linguistic heritage of Australia that is 50,000 years old. So it's not just, the moving of gladioli bulbs from one side of Canberra to the other once a year for the flower show. This is something utterly valuable, and yet it's disappearing so quickly before us.
And so you've just received a donation of $20,000 from Emma Watkins, who people may well know better as Emma Wiggle. What's that money going to go towards? What's that going to be able to do?
First, let me say, OMG, oh my goodness, we just fell off the chair. Dude, what? She is so wonderful too, absolutely amazing, not only utterly brilliant, but she's doing a PhD in sign, mime and dance. She's a ballet dancer. She's a, you have to say dancer, don't you? But she's fantastic. I tried to bore her to death with the grammar of sign languages, and she was with me the whole way.
Wow.
Absolutely loved it. She's really into it, very, very much so. So what she has allowed with her fabulously generous donation, I mean, that's just wonderful, is that we can really imagine a much wider distribution than we had before. So we should be able to not only make more books, but then take those books and give them out to more schools, and this time more broadly across Australia, and also hospitals, deaf schools, and disadvantaged Indigenous language schools, Indigenous language schools, to anybody we could possibly reach to give them this book so they can become aware of it and we can lift the import of Indigenous languages in Australia. It's a really, really important thing, as well as an opportunity to be able to learn an Indigenous language.
Well, it's some amazing work you guys do. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Bentley.
Oh, a great pleasure. Thank you very much. And if you want to have a look for it and the kinds of things that we're doing, there's a GoFundMe page. You can go to that and feel free, of course, to chip in and give some money for this project. And my name is online under Google. You can just search me. And there's all sorts of information about what it actually means, its significance, where it comes from, that kind of stuff. Thank you.
Thanks, Bentley.
Cheers. Bye-bye.